Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Stopping us right now.
So shout out to Wendy. Got famous and refused to come on our show. She's currently negotiating a new level of retainer, which I get it.
I don't blame
you. Gotta get paid, man. I don't know, man. What a world. I just connected with Azra Nomani. She's going to join us next week. And how about this as a tease? And I believe her. I know this woman. She's going to bury these people.
And they should get.
I said, can you come on next week? She said, yes, I'll have more scoops for you.
Bro, listen.
Yo, if you're connected to Hayfield, move to France. That's all I can tell you.
If you're somebody that's connected with this deal, because there are a lot of people that went to Hayfield who have a lot of pride in their school. But they also know what the hell is going on. Listen, man, this story has been there for a while. And these rumors have been festering. So I'm serious. Look, my phone started going bzz, 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 and I got a lot of stuff. Believe me.
Dude, move to France. That's well, my suggestion.
That's what one guy's going to do.
That is.
Well, wherever he's moving. We don't know where he's going, but he's moving.
We got the news, and hockey, they don't give you any information about injuries, but I think because of the level he was playing at, the level of star he is, we got some information about Ovi. I want to make sure we get to this before we get just super football-centric. Ovi out 4 to 6 weeks.
Maybe, broken fibula?
You're the bone guy.
Did they say fibula, right, Landfill? Yeah, it's a fibula.
4 to 6 weeks. I heard from some people that were in Utah that could tell right away it wasn't a knee and that it was just below the knee. So that news kind of added up to me. 4 to 6 weeks from now for the Caps, I mean, hell, just do the math. You're probably talking early January, right? Like right after the holidays. Brian, being the positive person.
So it's a smaller bone of the two.
I don't know.
Yeah.
The tibia is the larger.
Yeah.
I'm a positive person. I'm going to choose to be positive on this. Hope we get Ovi back early January. I'm not going to worry so much at this point. Yo, he was going to smoke the record by St. Patrick's Day before. Now he's going to miss 4 to 6. We're going to be hopeful for early January. I'm not going to worry about the record. I just want him to be able to get back to the level he was playing at because it was like watching 27-year-old Ovi. He was electric.
He was.
And the Caps were so damn good. You hope they can keep it going. They played last night their first post-Ovi broken leg game at home. Lost one to the Avalanche. Now, the Avs are really good. But still, it's just it's a bummer, man. And I don't want to get caught up in the bummerness of it all because Ovechkin is a dude that deserves to be celebrated. And eventually he's gonna break this record eventually, even if it's next year. But I'm a positive person, Brian. Always am. And I'm just going to choose to be positive about this. So at least it's not a knee. At least you're not talking about a year. But it's just, damn, this is a bummer.
Mm-hmm. You're right. It is. But I also think the news is better than it being something that was year-ending and a knee thing where you got to be worried about rehabilitating so damn long.
100. So. Haven't shouted out the chat yet. Shout out to the chat. First person I see commenting, I don't know if they've paid Jeff or not. Chris Strickland says, B. Mitch and the chat gumbo party. Tay says, good morning. I like this, Jeff. Maybe we start to keep track of this one. Tay Dub, or Mike Q, who's new to me. I don't know if everybody in the chat's familiar with him. But Mike Q isn't trying to be the first anymore. He says, second comment. I kind of like that. When the world zigs, you got to zag, baby. I like that, Mike Q. You have my attention, Mike Q. Here's the plan. We got kind of a crazy day. 11:45, Jeff Walker's hype song. Nui Scruggs is going to join us at noon from Dallas. I'm trying to track down Kammerer. Apparently, it's snowing at my home. I can't.
Oh, it's snowing going up 95, bro. 495, things like that. So, yeah.
All right, breaking news on the fan. Doug Kammerer is going to join us at 11:30.
You think Doug got any information on Hayfield?
He might. He's a Virginia guy. He lives in Maryland now, but he went to, I don't know where he went to high school. I think he went to Herndon. Don't quote me on that. Is Herndon in Fairfax or Loudoun County?
Fairfax.
So that's the same county, right?
Yeah.
Doug, to his credit, was a hell of a baseball player. They used to call him the Hammer because he hammered home runs.
All right.
Take it easy, Landfill.
Landfill got to stop, man.
Landfill, you got to chill.
You got a messed up little mind, bro.
Kammerer at 11:30. Nui Scruggs at noon. Governor, Maryland Governor, Wes Moore. Here's what I can tell you about your state of Virginia, Brian. Driving home from MGM last night, are you aware what the state of Virginia is doing at 11:30 midnight at night?
They're probably doing some road
work.
One
lane on the Beltway.
Road work.
One lane on the Beltway.
Yeah, that's when you do it at night. Maryland do it in the middle of the damn day.
Do you know how awful of an idea that is? The Beltway should never have one freaking lane. One lane.
Late at night, we could do work.
On the
you
Capitol
all do it in
Beltway.
The middle of the damn day.
495 is the name of the highway, Landfill. It had one lane.
They got two more.
Glenn Youngkin, call the program.
They got two more you could have used.
Whoever's doing this.
We got the fast lanes. You could have used them.
Tyson's. Yo, if we didn't take the fast lanes, I wouldn't have been home till 3 in the morning.
So you should have took the fast lanes.
We did.
Okay.
Ahmet. You don't think Ahmet's taking the fast lanes?
We took your money.
But B, when we got to base, you know where the fast lanes end when you get through Tyson's just before the bridge?
That's where the one lane started?
It was unbelievable.
JP, they've been working on this whole deal. That's the GW Parkway and that area right there has been messed up for the last 4 or 5 years.
What is the Virginia sick terranus? What is that thing? Seasick terranus? Whatever it is?
What the hell are you talking about?
On the flag.
They just need to fire everybody. That's my take.
Fire everyone. Fire everyone involved.
Landfill
in the
and JP
Parkway.
Said that, people, when y'all stop them, give them tickets.
Yo,
don't give me none.
I think the people that thought they were going to get away with everything in Hayfield are running the GW Parkway construction. Phone lines are open, 800-636-1067.